we shouldn't have pulled over. This happened around 15 years ago, and to this day, whenever I think about what happened, a cold shiver runs down my spine. Myself, my cousins, and my brother are damn lucky. My parents own a timeshare in Laguna Beach, and it's a good 5 to 6 hour drive from where I and my family lives outside Las Vegas. My cousin and her boyfriend at the time were visiting from Philly, and they, along with my aunt and grandma, were accompanying my family to California. Now, my parents, auntie, and grandma are in one car, and they had gotten a bit of a head start on us, as my dad is a stickler about leaving right on time. However, us kids, we're about an hour behind them due to my brother being a slowpoke. It was around 4 p.m. and we were just outside some small town out in the desert. Now, if you've gone through any of the desert small towns out in Nevada, you would know that a lot of times they're creepy as hell. Normally, just a general store, an outhouse, bathroom, maybe a restaurant, and just nothingness. Anyways, as we were about to pull into one of the towns, we see a car pulled off in the desert. We drive by, and my brother says, "There's a guy laying out in the desert." We go back and forth about calling 911 when we realize none of us have any bars. This was before smartphones and 4G blew up, of course. So we figured we'd just turn back around just to suss out the situation. So we turn back and my brother and my cousin's boyfriend get out and start hollering at the guy, seeing if he's okay. There's no answer and they just decide to step closer to see if he's dead or something. Then I spot these two men kneel down, hiding behind the car's trunk. We scream for my brother and her boyfriend, and they sprint back and we pile up in the car. After they get back, the guy who was supposedly injured sits up, and the two creepy dudes pop up from behind the car. We take off and pretty much start freaking out. Meanwhile, I finally get reception and call 911 to report what happened. We pull up into the small town, and I talk to the dispatcher who takes my info and says she'll send someone out there. But we decide screw waiting, so we just keep going. I'd like to say that's the end of the story and that we made our way to the beach without any other problems. But no, it's not. Because we continue on to another small town called Baker and decide we're safe enough to pull off into this Greek restaurant for a bathroom break and some strawberry shakes and gyros. We were waiting for our order when my cousin's boyfriend comes over to the table looking like he saw a ghost. He points outside across from the Greek restaurant and at the little trading post where we parked our car. A car pulls up beside us. It was the dudes that were trying to surprise us earlier. They get out and look around and walk into the post. Meanwhile, we were getting our food to go and devising a way to get out of there without dying. However, fate was on our side that day, because those three immediately came out of the store, and thank God for the RV that was sandwiched between us and the car, they didn't see us. So they got in their car and pulled away. We took that as our cue from the man upstairs to get the hell out of there and ran for it, and we didn't stop again until we reached Laguna. I never heard back from anyone regarding my call to the police, and we never even told my parents about it. To this day, it's regarded as the scariest thing that ever happened to any of us, and I refuse to drive through any of those little towns out in the desert again. You're never truly alone in Vegas. For some background, we were all mid-20s girls from the Midwest, and the first of my friends was getting married, so naturally a bunch of us went out to Las Vegas for a bachelorette party. Having never been to Vegas before, we were having a blast. The story begins on our last night out, though. We were at a pool party earlier in the day, and one of the girls, Brittany, got plastered. She had to be taken home and put to bed, so she didn't make it out with us. There was a DJ playing a show at our hotel that night, and it was decided we would go there for the convenience. The maid of honor was one of those people that knew everyone, one way or another, and one of the other friends was a promoter for this club. He was able to not only get us in free, but got us a table with free bottle service. We all thought this was the most amazing thing ever, and took advantage of the free drinks because, as many of you know, Vegas is expensive. So one of these girls, Danielle and I, went to the bathroom, and by the time we made it back to the table, our party had dispersed. The bouncer dropped us like a hot potato and told us, "This isn't your table anymore. Someone bought it." We were bummed out because not only did we have to go to the general area, but we were now all split up. Everyone was drunk and not really responding to texts, and it was too loud to call. Hoping the rest of the girls were together, me and Danielle stayed and enjoyed the concert until around 2 a.m., before walking back up to our rooms. She was staying in the 6th floor and I was on the 16th. We split up on the elevator to go to our separate rooms, but mine was already occupied by 4 of the girls, all passed out. I called Danielle and I told her I was coming down, but she warned me that Megan was in the room crying hysterically, and she wasn't sure what happened. As I got down to the room, we learned the truth, and it's still one of the scariest things to happen to someone I know. As told by Megan, she was enjoying the concert until she got split up from everyone. She decided to walk back to the room and was tired and got onto the elevator with several people. She was the only one to get off on our floor, or so she thought. She walked to the end of the hallway, and as she put her keycard in the door, a man came sprinting down the hall and tackled her into the room, shutting the door behind them. He climbed on top of her and punched her in the face several times, trying to knock her unconscious. All of a sudden, Brittany, who was asleep in the room, woke up, and out of nowhere yells, "What the hell?" And she got up and started kicking the man. He thought Megan was alone, so naturally he freaked out and ran out of the room. Her blood was all over the wall when I got in there, and hotel security came, and something they said gave me the chills. We were able to watch him on the cameras follow you the whole way through the casino and onto the elevator. He got out pretending to go the opposite direction down the hall, but just when you opened your room, he charged at you. The whole time you were walking around, he was just behind you, watching like a hawk. Thank God for my other friend not making it out that night, because Megan truly could have been trapped alone in that hotel room with the guy. And that could have been a very different ending. They tried taking her into the bus with them. A group of my friends went to EDC in Las Vegas, and one of the girls went missing at the end of the last set. Then dehydrated and with their phones dead, my friends went to the security tent because that was the location to meet up if anyone had been separated. Our friend Jesse, the one who went missing, wasn't there, and a few people stayed at the tent to report her, which was brave because they were obviously coming down from drugs. Again, it's pretty terrifying losing a friend when everyone's not in their normal state of mind. Luckily, about an hour later, Jessie was found, still recovering from her high and petrified. They told security that something terrifying had happened to Jessie, and that she was found with a couple who was claiming to be her friend and were dragging her by the wrist. The couple were in line for a tram when the group walked towards her. They started talking to the couple about trading condy bracelets or something like that, but the couple snubbed them. They clearly wanted them to go away. The group also noticed that there were differences in outfits between my friend, who was all decked out, and the couple, who were dressed pretty normally. As the couple tried to drag Jessie onto the tram, the group grabbed her and wouldn't let her go. Because there was a crowd of people, the couple did nothing and let my friend be taken by the group. I'm really thankful for that group because they pretty much saved Jessie. I don't even want to think about the things they could have done to her. To the creepy couple who tried taking my friend with them on the tram, I don't know if your motive was to kidnap females who were separated from their group or whatnot, but I hope you get caught somehow. What happens in Vegas? My first visit to Vegas was when I was 20, during my friend's 21st birthday. I wasn't old enough to drink, so I had to find other means to try catching up with my friends. So I became obsessed with trying to get one of those Fat Tuesday long bottlenecked slushy drinks, and kept asking everyone who had one where they had gotten them. This one guy, dressed in a costume, passing out flyers, said he knew a place where I could get them for cheap, and we exchanged numbers, saying he would get me one when he was done working. He called me and we met at the hotel room, and at this time I was already pretty intoxicated from drinking in my room, and left without saying where I was going. He told me we had to go off the strip to get the cheapest drinks, and brought me onto a bus. The bus ride was really long. I started to sober up, and it started to get dark out when we reached our stop. There was no one around, just a bunch of abandoned buildings. I mentioned how desolate it was, and he said everyone was inside these bars, but there were no signs of life anywhere. Red flags started flying off, and I started realizing that I was in a horrible position. I got a stroke of luck, and he told me he needed to urinate around the corner and for me to wait. As soon as the guy turned the corner, I ran as fast as I could back to the bus and got on as it was leaving the station. It was a double-decker bus, and I found a seat at the top and started to feel at ease. But as I'm starting to relax, thinking I'm safe, I see him come up the stairs, and my heart drops. He sat right next to me and goes, "What happened?" I told him I felt uncomfortable and my friends were wondering where I was. Thankfully, my phone went off and my friends were actually calling me, asking where I'd went. I started to give the details and he got off the next stop. He stood there and stared at me through the window as the bus pulled away. And that was the last time I will ever give my number to a stranger.